Welcome to Real Talk Sunday, the podcast for the naughty girl by the naughty girl. Because some naughty girls
can't handle real naughty talk,
no matter what day it is, Daddy. Oh, thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Amanda. Oh, God, busting right over here. And this is my co-host with the most, Power V Val. We're going to cover...
Big V.
Yeah, Big V. Big V, little V. Big A, little V. I'm just saying right now, I love doing this podcast.
Today's topic. Divorce.
Boom, boom, boom.
And the reason why I brought this to the table is because I was at the nail salon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the gossip happens. And I was with my friend and, you know, two people are working on our toes, living our lives, and we're talking about divorce. I don't even know how it came up, to be honest. Marriage. Duh.
Someone we know. Being engaged.
Yeah. And so talking about wedding stuff, and then she was talking about divorce, and she was like, well, why get married if you're going to get divorced? And I'm like, that's not how it goes. Nobody gets married to get divorced. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants that. Nobody expects that. But it's something that can happen. I don't know. And
you
the girls
know what my mom says. What? You want to know what my best friend says?
What? Fuck that bitch. She's not your best friend.
She says, plan for the worst and expect the best. Mm. And she's great. And so...
Well, I honestly can't take that quote.
I tip my hat.
I don't like that quote. But what was interesting at the nail salon is the two ladies that were listening, they're both... One's married, one's engaged. So it was a good, good poll there. And the one girl, she was like 22. Mm. And she goes... Yeah, no, I agree with her. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, no offense that whoever agrees with that. We all have our own opinions, but you can't predict the future. That's where I'm at.
Like, you can't? I'm just kidding.
No,
I don't know about
saying,
you, but I can.
No, you can't.
No, I can't.
And none of us can see red flags just like our friends can. Like, you know, it's not how it works.
It's definitely the trade-off in this human experience is a lot of it's a really fun ride, but it's a gamble, so, you know. But at the end of the day, people definitely have differences of opinions on that. And when it comes to, I don't know, divorce... And why people get divorced. Was anybody there actual a divorcee? Like, had been through a divorce?
Yeah, the one girl, she was grew up Mormon.
Who's engaged?
No, she's married again. No, she's not my friend. She was doing my toes.
Oh, gotcha.
She was a nice girl. She was married and she was Mormon. Got married in the temple, you know, super young. Got divorced and then... married to this guy now that's going amazing. So
yeah,
again, that's a whole nother thing.
Bro,
of
I have
like,
a friend like that too.
Yeah,
a Mormon for one of my most amazing friends. You know who I'm talking about? Oh my goodness,
she's not as amazing as I am though.
No, dude,
no,
she's,
no, she is so sweet, but
she's an angel.
But
she's an angel among humans.
But she's not me.
Correct. That is a literal fact. That is a true
what
statement.
What if she's an alien?
No, dude. Stop. She's perfection, man. I love her so much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Well, let's just say.
Divorce. But yeah.
Divorce.
So, yeah. One was has been divorced. One was 22, engaged. The other one, not engaged. Not engaged. That's her.
Mm-hmm.
Not engaged yet.
But seeing somebody, and she's in a long-term relationship.
Yes. They live together, and then I'm engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So... It was a very interesting conversation. They really got into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were some points for the opposing opinion?
Well,
some of the points
my
that
friend
made.
That I was with was saying that she doesn't believe that you should get divorced. Like, you want to make it.
Yeah.
But I was trying to tell her that divorce isn't taboo anymore. In the 1920s, yeah, that shit was taboo.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was bad news bears. And you were judged. You were... horrible if you got divorced, right? You were a whore for sure. That's really what they thought. But I told what I was telling her, and this is where my thoughts go. I'm sorry, the average of when people, someone look up the average, but the average that you get married, I'll predict people are together for about 2 years, I'd say, is average, you know, engage, blah, 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 they get married. That motherfucker could still kill you in your sleep. I'm sorry. They could. And you could be spending all that time together. And we haven't even hit if you've lived together before you get married. We'll get to that in a second. But you could be together, sleeping at night, spending 24/7 together. Is it 2 years? See, I'm fucking smart.
And bro, so, serious?
Yeah.
Shut the front door. Damn.
So this is why my opinion's right and your opinion's wrong. So
this is part of that 83%.
Yeah, 87.
87%, goddamn.
So, 87%. Yeah. So if you're spending all this time together and you're like, wait, this fool's crazy or this girl's crazy.
How long?
What are you going to do? You're going to be unhappy? No, you get divorced.
Does this statistic exist? How long till you discover they're a narcissist?
It took you a long time.
There's a lot of sociopathic and narcissistic crazy people out there, dude. I've heard you hear crazy. Our friends, dude, our friends circle. Yeah. Think of the people in your friend circle and how fucked up some of their shit is, or their parents' shit, or by proxy, if you know anybody about this shit, about what people do. They cheat, they lie, they fucking steal, they rob, they hurt you, they hit you, they do so much fucked up shit. Divorce is how I this is how I feel about women's health care.
Yeah.
Abortion is a part of health care. Divorce is a part of this society to help you and protect you from when it's just not okay. Because you don't get me started on the origin of marriage. We've already been there. We've had an episode about that. Okay. But so having that in mind, the property aspect of marriage and shared credit line, and not necessarily shared credit line, but you know what I mean, combining families, trading, becoming these people, that's what it really is. That's where it originated, that's where it kind of evolved to, and surnames and last names and all this shit, right?
Yeah.
So it's like,
again, not everyone believes in marriage, but if you're gonna get married, you can get divorced. That's just how I feel. And we brought this up.
There's some societies where you cannot.
Yeah, that's true.
They're stuck.
Remember, like, I don't care about the rest of the world. So.
Are you the same person you were 5 years ago? Think about your boyfriend or girlfriend or sexual adventures or where you were at 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And you're like, oh, shit. What? No.
But this is what comes to my mind is how society, how they play those little mind games of like, oh, the 7 year itch. Well, the 7 year itch is real because you change in 5 years, you're a different person. That's what they're essentially saying that, but they're using it as like a 7 year itch. You guys gonna make it? Like, you know,
it's just like, because I do feel like 7 years is a really good indicator, because that you're no longer consistency as a front, you're consistency as a matter of fact. Like, you're like, no, I've given you 7 years, because can someone keep up bullshit, play the long game for 7+ years? Yeah, sure. Yes, rare though, because after seven, because you break down after two, you move in together for 2 years, two more years, that puts you at 4 cap. You've been through some shit. Yeah. 5 years.
I don't think a narcissist can put on a facade. I don't think they can do it
that
long.
So the question is, how long does it take to uncover that you're with a narcissist?
I think
7 years.
No, I don't think it's 7 years.
5 years.
Yeah, I think five is a good one, because what's that? I can't read that far.
6 to 8 weeks of dating. Oh, she embarrassed. Oh no.
6 to 8 weeks. What?
To uncover someone's a narcissist.
That's not real. I work in the mental health field, and that's not real.
Fuck.
And literally, when you have a partner that deals with mental health, and you know, we both can relate to that. Sure. No offense. But sucks. But there is no way you know that in 6 weeks.
Yeah, dude.
I don't care if you're a counselor, you're still a fucking doctorate. There's no way, because you're
still seeing stars,
and if they're love bombing you in 6 weeks, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
If that motherfucker made you come, you
so
out,
fuck that
bitch.
Statistic. I disagree.
Oh my God. I remember the first time my high school sweetheart, my fucking first. I remember my boyfriend, the fucking 28-year-old when I was
felon,
like 18.
Yeah.
Felon, dude. Fucking big-ass motherfucker. Looked like Superman with a butt chin. Oh, my God. I remember he was like, hey, how old are you? We met at a barbecue. And I was like, I'm Anna. He was like, how old are you? I was like, oh, 17, but I'm 18, you know, in a couple of months. And he was like, cool, call me then. Sure shit. And I just remember everyone being like, don't fucking do it. Don't fucking do it. And I was like, oh, but he's just so fine. Like, he's so hot, dude.
He was not fine. I'll tell you right now.
I thought he was. I saw stars, bro. Then after we'd been for a minute, we had sex and I was like hooked. That was it. I was done.
We weren't best friends then, but oh my God, I was like,
in that moment, the best sex I had, like to date, that's laughable. And it's super cute. And I love little me. I love young me and getting out there and feeling that G-spot rub for the first time. Like, mwah, great. Good for you. I've had so much amazing, but it's just like, I was hooked. He fucking played me a fool. Second to that, I've been divorced. So I do have some experience on this topic. I will say a few things on this topic.
Wait, I want to ask you a question because I already know it. So let me ask something.
Okay, great. I love this game.
Yeah. So when did you know that he was not someone you should marry?
Great question. My answer is the honeymoon. Next question.
But I remember you said you had a feeling in your gut and you didn't listen to it, but you were like, my mom spent so much time and money on this stuff. You said that, so that was the wrong answer.
Are we about to go on the saga right now, this fucking thing? Because I can tell it real fast. This is my divorce story, okay? Story time with Amanda, divorce edition. I was 21 years old when I got married. Got married 11-11-11, like a G, because I'm lucky. Secured a beautiful venue, wonderful food. It was so posh. Like, I loved it. It was a vibe, okay? It was an expensive vibe. Beautiful. It was like 10 Gs. My dress was discount, all this shit, right? It was beautiful. And we had been dating since I was in college, like my sophomore year in college. We were dating. Like, he came when I was going freshman to sophomore year, and I was traveling for volleyball, and he hit me up on Facebook. I was like, hey, and I was like, hi. And he came over after he finished basic training, and he never left. And we had actually gone to high school together.
Yes.
And so that was definitely something where there was this interesting rekindling. It was always that quiet kid. But yeah, and he had told me like, hey, like 2 years, I'm going to probably deploy. And from there was this count.
You're looking.
I know. It's good training, isn't it? I can't. I'm too high for this meme. Just go with it. And it was like a countdown. We lived together and then we moved in together, you know, with some other friends of mine in an apartment. And in addition to that, we just grew very quickly, very fast. And then after we left, or when he was supposed to graduate, but then I didn't. When we get back home, he was like, all right, hey, like 6 months, 4 months, we got a cute apartment. It was a vibe. It was super cute. He left for a little over a year. And that's when
we started partying.
And that's, I turned 21.
Yep.
He left. I turned 21. Okay. Havoc ensued. I was not a good fiance. He proposed to me right before he left. I was not a good fiance. I will say this. I did not cheat. There were plenty of opportunities.
Baby bash.
There were plenty of opportunities where I could have fucking cheated, okay? Plenty of opportunities. I'm a hot piece of ass, and I was 21, okay? I'm a hot piece of ass now. Take 10 years off me, bitch. I'm just saying, I turned down fucking a lot of people, including Baby Bash. Yeah. If you don't know who he is, bitch, Google. But I'm just saying, I could have.
So fly.
Not a big deal. I am convinced, dude. Who did I tell you? I think it was like Usher or some shit. I was like, I am fucking convinced. And I still, to this day, catch me on the right day, I think I could bag John Cena. Okay. All right. Okay. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah. Google it. All I'm saying is, I think I still got something in the bag. And then also, like, I'm 6 months away from a really good time. But regardless, back at the ranch. Okay, regardless, back at the ranch. I am a terrible fiance. I did some things. I kept him up at night. I'm stressed. Mind you, this kid is going through war. I'm a terrible, terrible cunt of a human being. And that was my biggest thing is years later, I was like, if I ever talk to him again, I'm going to apologize for being such a stressed
giving bitch while he was literally at war. That was a selfish 21-year-old should not fucking be married because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Selfish mood. It would have been smarter for us to break up so he can fucking focus, like a year before it, so he could fucking calls, focus.
But you'd have to like stop what we're doing, dude, so you could call him.
He was calling long distance and he wanted to talk for a long time. Other women I found out were like, dude, my husband never calls me. I'm like, dude, this bro calls me all the time and I'm trying to work, I'm trying to do things and I'm not available and I don't want to be available and sometimes I am available and I don't want to answer and I'm tired and shit like that. And she's like, that's fucked up. And I knew it was fucked up. And going through this experience, it was like, we were so young and he was so in love with me and I was so in love with him, but for different reasons. Like I had love for him and he was in love with me and that was a big difference. I'm planning this wedding. It's a beautiful wedding. Things are happening. Things are getting paid for and things are crazy. He gets back and everyone told me, do not, because it was also Veterans Day, do not get married as soon as he gets back from deployment. Like, don't fucking do that. He's going to be a mess. He has to completely reintegrate. And he said, I'm not going to wait one more day to marry you. Like, I love you so much. And I was like, yeah, we've waited a long time. Like, everything's paid for. Like, people are coming. Flights are booked. We are here. Like, he got married. He came back. We got married like 30 days later.
Yeah.
A month later. It was boom, boom. I had everything lined up. Suit pick. Boom, boom, boom. You do. It was a beautiful wedding. It was glorious. There was some drama at the wedding, like, for sure. He fucking got hammered at the wedding, you know, all this shit. And he accidentally dropped me. That wasn't really his fault.
I was going to blurt that out, but I didn't know if we were going there.
He dropped me on my head, but it's okay. Yeah. We recovered. And, yeah, it was just a crazy...
He's short. Dirt. She likes short guys. I like remember Love short, is Blind? Dude. 5 foot.
Dude. I have a type. When you look at my track record, I got a type. She has got a type.
And names that start with B.
For sure. It's fun. It's a fun game that we like to play with our subconscious. But so I just remember we're married, right? We're doing this. And then he surprises me. And this is when I had an inkling. I'll tell you when I knew. And this is when I had an inkling. And my inside started screaming. If anybody knows me, they know what type of vacation I want, like my dream vacation, or like I'm such a tropical girl. Like I like sunshine, I like vibes, I like tan skin. I love the smell, I love the coconut. He's like, you do the wedding, you know, do aspects of the wedding. I'm gonna take care of the honeymoon. I got it. And I was like, okay, he knows me. And he's like, I got the honeymoon, I'm gonna save it as a surprise. And I was like, yeah! We're going to Tahiti or some shit, bro. I was so excited. I was like, we're going somewhere. And he was like,
It wasn't Tahiti.
And that's just, that sounds super entitled and selfish because he really liked it. But he wanted to go to a cabin in the middle of Colorado where you couldn't hear someone's screams. Like, he wanted to go out in the middle of nowhere, Colorado. He wanted to drive there in his truck. He wanted to take his four-wheeler. And I was like, yeah, dude, I'm down. That sounds great. Like, it wasn't Tahiti, but I'm not going to be a bitch about it, sure. And we were in that cabin for almost a week. And that's when the bomb fucking hit me in the asshole. It was implanted in it, blew, where I was like, oh, my God, who is this guy?
Yeah.
This is not who... This is a completely different person. And we brought so many drugs with us on that trip, okay? Because we did like our drugs. We did. And, you know, we were like, okay, we're going to smoke. We're going to hang out. We're going to chill. We're just going to, like, experiment. And it just didn't go well, which we're young. And I think any seasoned person who's either dropped psilocybin or seen hallucinogens has been like, well, duh. Like, looking at it now, sure. But we did not connect. We did not. It was quite the opposite. Like, it was a paranoia, crazy thing. And then throughout the year that we were together, really a fast forward of 6 months, he proceeded to drink himself into the oblivion.
Yeah.
Okay. He was an asshole to everybody. Everybody was an asshole to him. They didn't like him. My family didn't like him. He just was, oh my gosh. But he was an alcoholic and he was going through PTSD and he was going through a lot of fucking shit.
Can't imagine, this is
some real talk fucking Sunday. It was real. Like, I did not, again, I tried to be there for him, but I was so ill-equipped. Bro, I was so in over my head for this. I can't even tell you. I didn't start healing my own trauma until my early 30s.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only 3 years into this healing journey for myself. I didn't know shit, dude. And I was like, I can't do this. There was a couple of incidents where I just was like, I can't. And I've only had my safety jeopardized. I'm a big girl. He was a decent sized guy, but he was military trained, so he's lethal. And there was just things, yeah, he would just get really, really drunk and really, really scary. And he would get really drunk and he'd get really just discombobulated, and it's just something I couldn't do. I was completely ill-equipped to handle. We went to a lot of meetings and I tried to do reintegration, and yeah. And so we took some time apart because there was a couple, just a final incident too, where I think we both knew, and I had to record him because I just don't think he knew how bad it was. And I had to show him, and I was like, this is what you fucking look like. Look at you. I can't do it. I'm done. And I just remember the just release off my chest, the worry off my breasts. Like, I was just free. And it was like, I can't make this work. And this is my life, and I have to take control of it. And I have to make myself happy. And I'm learning from this, but I got to call it. And surprise, surprise, the plot thickens. You want to get deeper into this, Dick? So we separate. He serves me with divorce papers in November, right before Thanksgiving, like almost our year anniversary. And I was, this all happened in a year. And I was like, ooh, that's crazy. Okay. So I'm like, well, yeah, we have whatever. So I basically let it go to a default judgment because I'm like, yeah, we didn't have any property together. Thank God. We didn't, our bank accounts were separate. Everything was separate still.
But he had debt.
He had assets. He got back big time, paid military, bought a truck, cash. Like, his credit was good. It was me that was the liability for sure. I moved back in with my mom. So that happens. We're divorced. Okay. Wash our hands of it. We don't really see. I bump into him years later when I'm dating my children's dad today, announcing at this restaurant that my son and I, we just found out I was pregnant with my son, and it was my mom's birthday in March. And I hear behind me this kid tell the waiter, he's like, oh, how old are you? And the kid's like, I'm free. And I look back and there's this woman and there's a baby there. And I'm like, interesting. There's just like some familiarity there. And then Brandon's like, dude, this chick behind you has been eyeing you the whole time you've been here. I'm like, who the, there is some familiar, I don't know who it is, but I don't know. And I can't recall. My parents leave. We end up finishing our meal a little later. Him and I get in a tiff and we're like, let's leave. We go to leave. Bitch, it's his family and him. And I was like, oh no, I knew it. And we're going out the door and he goes, Amanda? And I was like, hi, you, because I just didn't rehearse for this moment ever in my life when I'm a rehearser. And I was like, hi. And he was like, hey, did you see my family? And I was like, I sure did. Yep. Beautiful. Congratulations. This is my boyfriend, B. And they look at each other and they look alike. Like, they look stupid alike, and they both kind of like stutter and look at each other, and I like introduce them, and they like shake hands all weird, and I was just like, oh my god, this is super weird. And I was like, well, all right, well, we're going. And he's like, all right, yeah, have a good one. And we leave, and Brandon and I get in a fight when we fucking get in the car. Oh my god, it was crazy. It was just some weird shit. And I just feel like when I play the timeline back on our timeline, carry the 3 years plus the 9 months to cook a baby, he found out he was pregnant with her and had to divorce me because that happened right at the same time. The timeline is consistent to a 3-month-old baby and, you know, in the March. And so I was just like, he got her pregnant and had to divorce me and went right into that. And it was like, okay, we both needed it. We both just would be such miserable motherfuckers if we just tried to make it work for a piece of paper when we were kids and in love. And honestly, a social construct of marriage that it is, you know? Like, my question to you is, when you're in a domestic partnership or a relationship or anything for like 7+ years, right? We've been living with these people for a long time. And you guys break up, but it doesn't carry the same weight as getting a divorce. Like, you have everything together. You've been cohabitating together, sharing lives, sharing bills. Like,
dogs.
It's just, yeah, like enjoying your guys' company. The marriage aspect is already, it's a mindset.
No, I totally agree. And that's why it's like, everyone's like, 7 years and you guys just got engaged. That's a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But just like, I don't have to ask nobody for gifts because I have everything I need. We're literally just throwing a party, essentially. But
it's fucking, dude,
it's crazy to think about.
All this to say, thank you for listening to my story. I know that ran long.
No, we can edit as necessary. Remember when you said it was going to be short?
Oh, did I tell you my entire monologue?
No, so I'm kidding.
That was my divorce story. I don't know if it's interesting. I don't really know.
It is because you were 21.
I was such a child.
And I was there when we were going out and it was like.
And also I was telling them, like, you have successful parents in your life. We were talking about this. Your parents have been married for years. They are model married citizens.
July 21st or 25th is 39 years for them.
Fucking K. Okay. My auntie and uncle for fucking 50 years, dude. We got people in the house where their generations before them have just been together for so long. And then my immediate parents, like, there's on either side, both my mom and my dad. Divorce, 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 divorce. Like, my parents have been divorced before I was one. That's all I've known in my life. Like, it is what it is, and that's that. And it's really shaped my perspective on marriage. Yeah. And
I have a question, though. Yeah. But your auntie, whatever, 50 years, do you think that her and her husband are truly happy?
I think they are. And I also think that they find... how do I say this?
I don't know. That was my question of the day. That's a good one. Because you could be married for 50 years and be miserable. Yeah. You really could. Not that, you know, that I'm sure that happens.
Yeah. But I do think they still love each other and have respect for each other. Yes, I do think they've just been they're very comfortable with one another for sure, as one is. So, but like, and they just love their companionship. So it's, you know. But it's interesting.
I'm just all about the happiness. I'm just all about the happiness. Make yourself happy. I'm just never going to settle for not being happy. That's one thing that I live by. What?
Tell me your opinions on prenuptial agreements.
Ooh, so if I was rich and Kayla wasn't?
Just
just kidding.
Yeah, we can play both sides.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, or vice versa. Yeah. Honestly, I mean... It sucks that she's in this room right now, but if I was a millionaire and she wasn't, I would do a prenup, absolutely, because I'm a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. So you feel you have to have...
Money is everything.
Money ain't life, B. So you think you have to be a millionaire to have a prenuptial agreement?
I'm being dramatic, but I'm saying a lump sum of money, yes.
What about wealth and assets?
So, like, houses and stuff.
Houses,
so that is
vehicles,
something that comes out.
Businesses.
I mean, this is my house, but we share it. It is our home. We call it our home, but it's my house, essentially. But I know that Kayla would never do anything to take my home. Mm-hmm. Like, I trust that wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. But I realize when we get married, it's her home, too. Mm. Right? Isn't that how it works? I don't know.
Oh, bitch, you asking the wrong bitch. Don't look
Anybody
at me.
Else?
I don't know the answers. I didn't do the homework.
No,
so.
I'm just saying, like, I think that's how it works. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would.
And if...
Would you?
I mean... I'm just kidding. That is off my tongue. No, it's hard, too, because, like, so here's a question within business. And this is just raw. This is raw dog right now. Do you want to do this on mic?
Yeah, I don't care.
So you're a business owner now, though.
Yeah, I am. Fuck
and
yeah,
so
I am.
You own a third of a business. Let's say this business takes off, or even if it doesn't, right? At the end of the day, what happens if, God forbid, you get hit by a bus? And now...
Why would you put that out into the universe?
Well, I'm just saying, like... Damn. Now we have a third, you know what I'm saying? Because it's actually happened. I heard a story. It was really interesting. But
and your spouse gets the third?
Yeah, inherits the third.
I mean, I'll be dead, so why does it matter?
I don't know. Would you still want the podcast to continue on in your name?
Well, yeah. Like, fucking make me a little plaque. I don't know.
This is our charity for
like,
Val.
Yeah, like, make me a little foundation. Yeah. Make me a foundation, like Big Blue or something. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
But I don't get what you're saying with, just make me a foundation.
Make you a foundation. Deal.
Name it Unsolicited Advice.
Unsolicited Advice.
But I mean, again, that comes with trust with your partner. And again, if you've been together for X amount of years, you're not going to be worried about things like that. Yeah. But if I had a lump sum, I would. Because people can get angry. So it has to be liquid
for you to be
like, people can get angry and do things. Yeah. That's reality. I'm not saying everything's rainbow and butterflies, but people can get angry and do something out of character. I mean, we all know that.
Here's an example. My former boss.
Yeah.
That's reality. Mm-hmm. And that is in your face. Here's another example. Oh, sorry, dude. Another example is... Oh, had one in the bag. ADD, come back. Oh, here's another example. Fucking uncle. Okay, that person that we know.
Yeah.
Who got apps. God damn it, I'm so sorry.
Put your phone on silent.
I'm so fucking popular. Popular. Okay. So a close friend of mine, okay, got absolutely raked over the fucking coals by his ex-wife.
But he was getting cheated on and stuff. Like, that's like a whole thing.
Allegedly, yes. Well, not proven. I think something emotional was happening. I wish
somebody was looking at me. He was getting cheated on.
Okay, I think emotionally something was happening. It's such a mystery, this whole situation. But regardless, that whole divorce and that whole situation was just absolutely tragic. And honestly, like, how big of a psycho she was, one would argue, yes, he's better off divorced. Some would look at him today and say, right? But he's got some self-discovery to go. But at the end of the day,
she asked him to rub her feet.
They were like, they were divorced completely. And she was still living in the same house. She was still living in the same house that they bought or that he bought. Whatever. That was a messy sticky wicket. And she would make him, because he loves feet and rubbing feet, and she'd be like, rub my feet. And he would still give her really amazing foot massages every night, even though she's ripping the heart out of his fucking chest.
And talking to some other guy via text. And talking
to some other guy.
She was probably texting him like,
dude,
this.
Dude, on the couch with her feet on him. Like, dude, just really painful, painful shit. And yeah, he doesn't deserve that. That really fucked him up. That really sucks. They shouldn't have got married in the first place. But at the same time, we all thought they were in love, dude. We don't know what we don't
they
know.
They seemed like things were great.
If
they
you really don't did. Believe, this is all I'm going to say. And then I can end it here, honestly, on this. This
but
is
I
my
have
job.
A couple facts.
If you don't believe in insurance, then do the same thing. To me, why pay for insurance is like why having divorce is an outlet. Is because you never want to use it. You never want to use it. But when you need it, goddamn, doesn't have to be there for you, okay? And that is just what it is. Like, it just gives you an opportunity to say, I made a mistake with somebody, and I'm out. And
yeah,
thank God for that.
And sometimes we make mistakes and don't see the red flags. Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes, literally bitch,
what we talk about all the time.
Sometimes, bitch, it's you.
Yeah.
You're the bitch who needs to do more growing.
Right. It's not just.
You aren't ready. You are a psycho. You need meds. You need Jesus or whatever it is you need to get yourself right and in a different headspace. And then
you you decide, I don't want kids, and he does, and you guys didn't talk about that before. That's on you.
These fundamental divides that you can't bridge a gap for.
Ready for these facts?
Come, drop it.
New York, California, and Massachusetts have the highest percentages of people who have never married.
Mm-hmm.
Utah, well, shocker. Mm. Idaho and Wyoming have the highest percentages of people who are married.
Oh, all the momos.
Yeah. That's not nice, is it? Just call it religious folks.
All of the religious folks. Yeah.
Arkansas, West Virginia, and Maine have the highest percentage of people who are divorced.
Wow.
That's some good stats, I'd say, and we're in it.
We're in it, you guys. We qualified for a statistic.
Wait, there's more of these. Oh, no, that's it.
There's more.
Hang on. There's more. What percentage of marriages end in divorce? According to the American Psychological 51. Association, approximately 40 to 50% of first marriages.
Because then you have your marriages and you have your first marriages.
The divorce rate for second marriages is even higher, with approximately 60 to 67%. Here's the thing, though. You know what that tells me? The second marriage thing? Is that you ain't growing, and I don't have time for that. Like, you are not taking the time
to... What if it's you're growing and they're not?
But I'm just saying, like, I could see that happening where you're like, oh no, I'm alone. What do I do? And then you're not growing as a person. You're jumping back into it.
You're like, bro, I'm growing and I need you to grow because I'm outgrowing you. So get with the grogram.
There's okay. One more. Among those in younger age groups, divorce rates have decreased since 1990. The greatest decrease was observed among 15 to 24 year olds. Wait, 15?
Uh-oh, she just found something under a rock. Oh, no.
Okay.
Dude, Idaho's got fucked up laws, bro. Child brides, fucking teenage brides.
I'm not
dude.
Even reading. Really? Really? Who said that?
That just made me diarrhea in my mouth. Here's not that I want to, okay, shed light on that at all. That's fucked up. We don't stand for that shit. That's just fucked up. But it's a heavy topic, and I don't have to, like, it's fucked up. I did want to read some crazy ass things why people got divorced. Okay, this is just a fucking thread I found,
we'll
dude.
End
okay.
It here, yeah.
This is from a really credible source, but they're still funny. Okay. Every morning, this couple would sit in the bathroom together while one of them had their morning dump. One day. Stay with me, man. Cut it. One would sit on the toilet.
Shit.
From the top. One would sit on the toilet and the other would sit on the edge of the bathtub. This particular morning, the wife was on the toilet and the husband on the edge of the tub. They started to argue about their relationship, so the wife reached down, pulled out her tampon, and flung it at him. He filed divorce the very same day.
For real?
You know what's funny is I was like, oh my God, that's terrible. Then I was like, damn, I use a diva gum. That should be like Carrie. Like, oh, you'd be like, oh my God. Brandon B would vomit. He would just, like fucking carry on crack, dude, all over. Just, but also, get the fuck out of the bathroom while I'm taking a shit. This is me time. Like, blow the whistle. Me time. No. Do you shit?
She's in the bathroom.
Sit on the tub, the edge of the tub. Are you kidding?
Your bathroom be touching knees.
That's weird. Your bathroom be touching knees together. But like, you shit with the door open.
Yeah, for sure.
I have been starting to, or I'll forget, or I'll be in a hurry and I won't shut the door. But I have a bathroom bag, so I usually don't.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a good one. Thank you for hanging on with me on that one. My mom is a family lawyer. She told me that a man divorced his wife after she broke her jaw in a car accident because she could no longer give head.
You've experienced that, and you stuck with him. You're a bad bitch.
Bro. Bro. Also, one time, dude, it's because my jaw, one time I got in this fight, whatever, knocked my jaw. It got stuck. I took a big yawn one time. Bitch locked up like the mummy. Fucking me had to push my jaw on a stack of books to get it to work again. It fell right off the hinge. I was like, oh no, help me. And he had to push it in. It hurt so bad, dude. Oh, so painful. And from then on, I've been super cautious when I suck cock. And I'm the fucking goat of head, dude. I'm not, there's no bluff, no game, no shame. It's not cocky, it's confidence. Okay? But now I gotta be careful because my job is confidence. Put that on a t-shirt. We're gonna have 50 fucking t-shirts when we're done, okay? All right, meanwhile.
It's gonna say, who has the inhaler?
Oh shit, okay. If this is good enough, we might end on this one. Okay. At my last firm, a couple did their will with our firm. They were married 40 years total, divorced and remarried once. The husband wanted to put his will in that his kids get his entire estate, but he did not want to tell his wife. He wanted to make a secret will and a fake will. The phony will would be signed with her present, and then it would be shredded. He would later come in to sign the real will. He copied his wife on the email that had all of this information enclosed in it.
What an idiot.
damn, you dumb. You real dumb.
Well, if you've been married that long, he's probably old and didn't know.
What if you find out your husband's a serial killer?
Divorce.
You want to be Valerie Dahmer?
No, you know what I'm saying?
Like, come on,
That's what I try to tell her. Divorce is not taboo.
Hi, I'm Amanda Krueger.
You find out that he has a porn addiction. You didn't know. Fuck that guy. No,
that happened. I know a friend. Yeah. I know a friend. Mm-hmm. I know a friend.
For sure, dude.
Okay. Let's think of the worst example.
That porn's bad. Wait.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. All right. Do we want to do one more? I don't know. I haven't read anything past that.
One more. I have to pee.
Oh, what if this one's not good? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. Ooh, this is actually valid. This question will come back to you after this. A couple got divorced over a cat. The wife called the cat Snowball because of its white fur, and she only wanted it to eat wet cat food or chicken breast. The husband called the cat Lily because of the white fur and believed it should only eat dry food. They argued for a year over custody of the cat and did not give a shit about their human kids. That one seems dramatic. Are there people like that? That's not a good one. That's a lot.
There's something wrong with you.
That took a few turns than what I was anticipating when I started to read it. I think the biggest one I was thinking is like, what if you're severely allergic, right? And it's someone's dog or vice versa. Like it's your baby and your partner's like, you have to get rid of it. And you're like, you don't understand this. This chihuahua got me through trauma. Like I cannot get rid of it. You don't understand. What do we do? Like
toodaloo, Kayla.
Sorry, I'm not giving her up. Like... shit.
I'm kidding.
Popping Zyrtex on the daily.
I pop Zyrtex on the daily.
You're so selfless.
I know.
God. I need to be more like you.
Yeah, you do.
Anyways, all this to say, divorce. Marriage is what brings us together today. And I truly think, like, I don't get me wrong, you know my opinions and views and all of these things about marriage, divorce, and just... all of it. But the real thing is like truly love is love. So however you choose to celebrate a day of love and connecting with your partner and like just the party you want to have for your love is beautiful. So like I'm happy to be a part of that. I'm super blessed to be a part of that. Like,
and if we get divorced, you won't judge me.
I won't judge you.
I get it.
Like we'll know a lawyer. It's fine. Things will work out.
Yeah, it's not gonna be a big deal.
But yeah, we move past that. I won't judge you until you're third though. Mm-hmm. So don't be a hoe.
Yeah. But really my ending thought is don't worry about what society says about love.
You gotta make yourself happy. You
marriage
gotta protect yourself.
And you choose your happiness. You choose your life, build a life with somebody. If it doesn't work out, fuck, we got to figure it out then. You know what I mean? Like
you have the rest of your life to figure it out. You know, I think we're learning that journey. I'm learning that journey, and it's just, this is a great human experience. So just like feel it while you're in it, feel it because it's gonna keep coming and it's great. And
but if you don't have sex with somebody in 6 months, you're gonna get a divorce.
Oh bro, 6 months?
Just
6 days, 6 hours?
No, I'm just kidding.
6 minutes. Oh, you hoe. 6 seconds. Sextants. Fuck that. Less than 6 seconds on the internet. Hey, what's up, dick? Like, dick pic.
You're losing people now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Edit.
Okay, what's the song for today?
Oh, shit. So this song.
Brum-dum-dum. To the window, to the wall.
This song is called Power by Isaac Danielson. It is a really good one. I would love an interpretive dance to this song, but enjoy Power by Isaac Danielson.
I still look at you with eyes that want you. When you move, you make my oceans move too. If I hear my name, I will run your way. Can we say that we love each other? Can we play like there ain't no other? If I hear my name, I will run your way. It's my desire that you feed. You know just what I need. You got power, power. You got power over me. was lost until I found me in you. I saw a side of me that I was scared to. But now I hear my name and I'm running your way. All I feel as I get closer to you is the desire to move like you do. So now I hear my name and I'm running your way. Fill my heart bleed. I'm ready now. I'm ready.